You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, hour number two, running a little late here. We had Marcus Jones, Patriots. I never know what to call him. There's just so many descriptors, Fitzy. It's like team captain, punt returner, defensive player of the month, leader, you know, everything, cornerback, playmaker.
Best Patriots player.
I think he's the best all-around player. I should have asked him that. God darn it.
Wait,
Patriots
what?
Player Marcus Jones. What a novel idea, Dan.
Best like Patriots player. What would you have asked him, Andy? Are you the best player on the Patriots?
Are you the best all-around Patriots player? Long pause.
Yeah, and everything.
And,
no.
And he would say, I would say that we have a lot of good players on the team.
He'd be
team.
Like, you know, and, Drake's here, right? He's going to win the MVP award. You know, actually, doesn't Drake talk to you guys every Monday when I do?
No.
Oh, wow.
Not much.
Stiz comes back from illness, and he's still cranky. I thought
welcome
a long
back,
weekend.
Stiz, by the way. You alive?
Thank you, boys. Yeah, feeling much better. Haven't been, I will say, I have not been sick in years. And, it got me. It got me good over the weekend.
Called in sick. Who calls in sick?
Andy, I don't think I've ever in sick in this job.
That's
Andy,
true.
You've called in sick before.
I don't believe I've ever called in sick.
Yes, you have. You bailed on a Six Rings postgame show once.
Nope, ooh. I was told don't do it.
You had COVID.
I know, and I was told not to do it. I did not call in sick. I don't think this is a job where we have to call in sick. All we do is talk.
I don't know. I was here for the laryngitis shows last year. You probably could have done everyone a solid and called out sick.
I leave it up. Like, I'm like an injured player with a pregame workout. If you decide, coach, that I don't have what it takes to go tonight, okay, that's on you to play the backup. But
okay,
otherwise,
DNP
I'm going to show up.
Coach's decision.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm
going right, to
show
a
up.
I will say, because I'm kind of almost with you, Andy. Like, I hardly ever am I like, I cannot make it into where, especially hey, doing what
you
we
hit
do,
the space
the luxury.
Bar.
Yeah. Sometimes the escape
the
button.
Wow. Wow.
But it becomes more about other people, too, which is something that we should all take into consideration.
Well, whatever.
Oh, I found a second button. Here, go ahead, Andy. Yeah, see, that's right. It's not
two
just the space bar.
Two buttons he pushes. All right, it's 3:15. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
Green 19! Green 19! Green 19! Yeah, there we go!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be...
Three.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Before we get to the three-point stance with Dan Ball, the 603 chiming in, Stiz, and you need to listen up for this. Stiz sounding cute AF with that raspy voice. Man, got me ready to act up.
Stanley.Bruno at Odyssey.com. At Stiz Grimy on all social media. I am single and ready to mingle.
All DMs, much like his car door, wide open.
Let's go. All right, Dan Ball, the floor is yours.
All right, time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're flirting over work email, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, or thereabouts, three hosts or thereabouts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports, in Boston sports, and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds to be upset about something. Are you ready?
I am ready, and I am upset.
I know. Here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
The University of Notre Dame is supposed to be the premier football team in the country in terms of history and championships and Newt Rockne and all of those things. Took their ball and went home this weekend. If you weren't paying attention, Notre Dame did not make the 12-team college football playoff. They decided to go with Alabama and Miami over the Irish. The Irish, if you didn't know, they lost their first two games of the season, then went on a run, finished 10-2. They were higher ranked. They thought they were going to get in. Guess what? They didn't. They didn't play this weekend. Why is that? Oh, that's right. They're independent. They think they're better than everybody. They don't play in a conference. If they played in a conference, Fitzy, you know what they would have done this weekend in all likelihood?
What?
Played in a conference championship game, which would have helped their chances to get into the playoffs. They didn't. They miss out. And now they have announced they have chosen not to play in a bowl game. If we can't be in your playoffs, we're not going to play at all. Real mature, Notre Dame. So I think what should happen after this is very simple. I think Notre Dame should be banned from the playoffs for next year. You don't want to play with the system that's in place, the bowl games that bring money into college football. You don't want to give your players an opportunity to shine, even if they're young players. Veterans want to sit out, that's fine. But you don't want to do business is being done. Well, guess what? You're banned from next year's college playoff. How you like dem apples, Notre Dame? You think you're better than everybody? You're not.
Love it.
Yeah, I got to say, honestly, I personally believe Notre Dame not being in the top 12 is foolish. Because Notre Dame gets eyeballs, Notre Dame draws clicks, likes, shares, Notre Dame moves the needle, Notre Dame is
also...
But
are they one of the best 12 teams?
They are also one of the 12 best teams in the country, yes,
who
absolutely.
Beat them? Oh, that was Miami.
By 3 points, and also the other game
head-to-head
they lost.
Head-to-head matters.
By 3 points. Alabama loses 3 games on the season, gets absolutely smoked by Georgia in their conference championship. And they don't even drop any pegs, and
they do play in the SEC. They join a conference, and not only do they join a conference, they join the best conference in college football.
Well, are we punishing Notre Dame?
Just picks and chooses who they play. They play a very weak schedule
the hell is
year after year.
All right, just do me a favor. For the audience at large that may have not taken a look at the schedule or the map of 12 teams,
yep.
James Madison
yes.
is in the
Bob Chesney's team.
College football playoff because?
Because they won whatever conference they're in, the American or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, good.
They're
oh, thank God we'll have somebody represent the Freedom Conference.
They want to allow some of those. In the past, it was Boise State and these teams. They want to allow for the underdogs to get their shots. James Madison earned that right. They're one of the best, whatever that is, next four, power four, whatever group of four teams in the country. They earned their shot. The reality is, if Notre Dame was in a conference and won like they won this year, they'd be in the college football playoff. They choose not to be in a conference. Why? Because I want my own TV deal. I want my own marketing deal. I want Under Armour. I want this money. I want that. Okay, you took the riches. You took the good. Now take the bad. You're not in a conference. It may have cost you by not playing this weekend. You fell behind the group. They want to put Miami in, who beat you. They want to put Alabama in, who's in a better conference.
Tulane.
I'm not saying, but that's a sub-example. That's a different thing. Fitzy, if you want to argue, get rid of the system they have and only allow SEC, ACC, Big 12, and Big 12
I just want the best 12 teams to play. That's I, as football fan, as professional bozo, as avid college football fanatic, I just want the 12 best teams to play so that Ole Miss doesn't open. Ole Miss, by the way, that's been picked apart and left dead by the side of the road by Lane Kiffin, to open as an 18-point favorite against Tulane. Come on.
Okay, and what if Tulane upsets them? Remember when Boise State did it? Like, it happens. There is an opportunity for these lesser schools, non-Power 5 or 4 or whatever the hell it is now after they screwed everything up, give them an opportunity to compete on the highest stage. This isn't about that. This is about Notre Dame being a stuck-up football program for decades. I used to love them. Back in the day when they played Miami and it was Jimmy Johnson and Lou Holtz, like that was one of the great rivalries in football. Now they pick and choose their schedule and they're better than everybody. And I get it.
Jeremiah Love probably wouldn't play in the bowl game. That's fine. I don't expect him to. You have a pro career to worry about. So you're Notre Dame. You have 105 kids. Every kid there is a blue chip prospect. Play the next running back and the next running back. Give those kids a chance to start their next season now. They've worked all year long. They haven't played a lot. Give them the opportunity to play. But to just take your ball and go home, the system is so effed. Because these bowl games still provide money, correct? And TV contracts? So that makes its way into the system. So you'll take the money, but you won't give what you're supposed to for the money. And they're not the only...
I hate that part. I'm with you.
They're not the only ones. The other ones are more coaching related. Iowa State, Campbell is going to Penn State. They have chosen not to play in a bowl game. And you know what the Big 12 is doing? Fining the school $500,000 because you're not living up to your commitments. You made a commitment.
Go in with your assistant coach. So what if you get your lips handed to you, at least in the bowl game? And I'm with you about the whole idea of like, look, you can set a good example. Everyone who wants to see you play, if you go play, who knows? Let's say you play Virginia in a bowl game or something like that. It would be fun for people to watch you on December 31st or New Year's Day or January 2nd, whenever it happens. And you can go beat that team 10,000-0 and then give an angry Roger Clemens stare at the owner's box and say, this is what you missed by not having us in the college football playoff.
Absolutely.
But you're earning gate. You're telling people to play for pride and not just for hardware and recognition. Like, I'm with you. I think they should have been in. That said, not going to the playoffs, not going to a bowl game and doing the whole screw you guys, I'm taking my ball and going home is a horrible example to set as a school, as a university, as a team, and as kids.
And it's one of the weakest things we've ever seen in sports, literally. Because people get confused.
Oh, you can go further. It's one of the most candy-ass things we've ever seen.
I just want to clarify because I've gone back and forth on Twitter. I know that may surprise you, but I've gone back and forth on Twitter with some people. And they're like, oh, you want these kids to risk getting hurt? No. If you want to sit out, if you're going to the NFL, if you're an NFL and you want to start your combine prep, by all means, do that. There's a kid behind you who was a stud 4- or 5-star recruit. Let him play. He gets an opportunity. He might not have. I don't understand the organization and the leadership. I don't know how an athletic director and a head coach can sit down and say, oh, yeah, we're just going to skip this. We're better than this. We're going to suck our thumb. We're going home. Call the ambulance. You're an embarrassment to sports, college football, and student athletes everywhere, Notre Dame.
I'm a big fan of that take. I think that was one of your better 3-point stances. I wholeheartedly agree, and I think it's an unpopular, relatively unpopular take, but is growing in popularity in recent years as the conference realignment has happened and all that kind of thing. But either way, we'll leave that one there. I know we got more coming on the college football playoff.
College football, who knew?
I know, of all things, especially in this area. But in the meantime, Nick Fitzy Stevens, your time is now, and are you ready?
I is indeed.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so last week in what I believe was my Thursday 3-point stance, I predicted that on Sunday evening on national television, Sunday Night Football, NBC, also on Peacock with their reality star alternate broadcast, that the kingdom would fall, that the Kansas City Chiefs would lose to the defensively superior white-hot Houston Texans, have a losing record, setting them on a course for missing the playoffs, ending their run of AFC championships, AFC West title games, and possible Super Bowl appearances. And it's happened. And I think a lot of us saw that trending that way as well. No one shed any tears. This is the way things were meant to go. Because in 2009, like I compared last week as well, the New England Patriots reached the end of their first part of their ultimately became a double dynastic run. And what they did in 2010 was almost as impressive as any of the Super Bowl appearances or championships that they garnered over the course of those 20 years. They had an incredible draft. They had a great free agency. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft doubled down and recommitted to excellence. And in that draft, they get Aaron Hernandez. They get Rob Gronkowski. They get Devin McCourty as well and begin laying the foundation for the second half of their dynasty. Now, guess what? Andy Reid, general manager, Patrick Mahomes, you guys are going to have to show us all that you are just as equally committed to all the hard work it'll take to reboot your franchise on the fly while you remain the pillars to see if you can compare to the Patriots and have a second half of your dynasty.
It was funny because I was thinking about this last night or this morning, and I was thinking, I bet you there's an interesting conversation coming between Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid when this season ends and they miss the playoffs in all likelihood. Sort of that convert, like, what do we want to do here? Because if I'm Andy Reid, I don't have that much time left probably that I want to dedicate. And Patrick, if you're not all in and we can't do this at the high level we've been doing this at, Maybe I should just get out now, Patrick, or maybe we could kind of figure this out. Maybe you could get your bum in shape and not look so dumpy out there on the football field. And maybe we could make another 3-year run and then I'll go off into the sunset. Like, are you committed to that? Do you want to be the best? Do you still have the same fire that you used to have? So I think it's really interesting. We'll see how they react. Careful, because I think if you're a great competitor, this is going to spark something in Patrick Mahomes. And if something is sparked in Patrick Mahomes, okay, now the Undertaker sat up. Now the Undertaker's getting up. Oh, now the Undertaker grabbed me and just powerbombed me through the ring. It'll be interesting because it'll take some work because I think they need some roster work. That's going to do it for our three-point stances today here on WEEI. It is a Patriots Monday. We're going to talk to Drake May maybe about an hour from now. Don't hold me to that. We'll also have the QB Under the Tree giveaway about an hour from now. So we'll either have the quarterback or a football autographed by a quarterback at 4:30. One way or the other, you're covered at quarterback position. Up next, we're going to talk college football. The playoffs were announced. Notre Dame wasn't in. There's 12 teams that are in. Fitzy seems to not like some of the games. We're going to talk about college football. Is it working? Is it broken? Are you looking forward to the playoffs? That's next here on WEE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, we evaluated all of those conference championship games and felt like in the end, regardless of Alabama's performance yesterday, their body of work in those first 12 games where they had probably the best win, arguably this season, winning at number 3, Georgia, having a win against Vanderbilt, wins against Tennessee as well. Their strength of schedule was the highest in the top 11, and we felt like in spite of their performance yesterday in the conference championship, they deserved to stay in that 9 spot.
And that was a bad SEC title game, Alabama. Non-competitive. That was not fun.
Did you, Andy, did you at least watch college football Saturday evening?
Yes.
I thought the evening game, like the Indiana-Ohio State game and then that Duke-Virginia game were excellent.
Yeah, I was looking for, this is just me, because that Indiana-Ohio State game was great. I was looking for a little more offense in that game. I was a little surprised it turned into basically a defensive battle, low scoring. Mm-hmm. You know, Mendoza, Jeremiah Smith, that, like, I thought there'd be more there, but it was a great game. And, you know, I am a big fan of Indiana upsetting Ohio State. Indiana, which, by the way, is now the real football program in that state. Screw mm-hmm. you, Notre Dame. You don't want to go to bowl games. You're not wow. even the best program in the state anymore. That's going to be embarrassing. Indiana and Coach Cignetti took you to the woodhouse or whatever they behind the wood
woodshed.
Pile. Woodshed. I knew it was something wood. But the college football playoff is out. Fitzy's all worked up because he's mad that James Madison is in against Oregon. That's a 12-5 matchup if you're doing a bracket, Fitzy.
Oh, goody. Can't wait to watch Oregon win by 10,000 points.
I cannot root for James Madison and Bob Chesney any more than I am. He is, I believe he's coaching. I should probably double check this, Dan Ball, before I go deeper dive in this. But I believe he's coaching. He's visiting he's taking the UCLA job. I believe he's visiting UCLA today to have like a press conference. And then he's going back to coaching James Madison in this playoff game. It's weird. You can do both. And you don't have blow up everything that's going on like Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin.
Quick question, Andy. Let's play Guess the Lines. It's something I thought would make for a great podcast. Someone should do that sometime. They're coming out of the Sun Belt East. Good for James Madison. How many points is Oregon favored over James Madison right now?
I'm going to say 20 and a half.
Are you kidding?
There are three touchdowns right around.
Yeah, it's actually 21.
Okay, I'm a good, I should be a bookmaker
21.
When this goes sideways.
Okay, so then the next logical question is, how is that fun for people to watch? Oh, college football playoffs, the best team.
Did you ever watch Rocky? You liked that movie, didn't you?
Okay, how many times is Rocky? No, you don't get to cherry pick a single fictional example as a
Miracle, you liked that movie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, you like that one?
Okay, how many ass whoopings are there for every one Miracle or Rocky?
Oh, probably about 101. At least, maybe more than that. But Boise State, like, it gives hope and it balances out the playoff. Yes, Dan Ball.
Okay, so I think this is where you guys are disagreeing right now, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts. So is the 12-team model with the conference representation broken? Is that not the way it should be? Should it totally just be complete monopoly, the best teams, the most expensive teams that are making it, as opposed to eight teams and four conference winners or something to that effect?
Yeah, no, I like this way. I do not want it to be like every team in the SEC makes it, a bunch of teams in the Big Ten make it, and then a couple other teams make it. Like, I don't want that. I want this. I mean, they are trending toward, or they wanted, when they expanded this, I believe mm-hmm. they wanted to pull in some sense of March Madness, some sense of upsets and hope. And yeah, Boise can do it. James Madison or Tulane, one of these teams can. Is it harder in football? Absolutely. Because the physicality, the rosters, the size, the speed, you can't just shoot a bunch of threes like you can to upset in the tournament, right? You can get hot and hit 40 threes in one game and you're going to win. You're going to beat anybody in America. I don't know that you can do that in football. It puts a lot of onus on the play callers, the coaches, to prepare their teams. Remember, Boise State, remember they had the whole hook and ladder thing and they do fake field goals and, like, you're going to need some
against
of that.
Against Oklahoma, yeah.
But it's like fun.
That was great. That happened, like, one time. And for every one time that you get a Boise State, who were at the time becoming a thing over the course of a couple years, and ever since then they've established themselves, you know, way back from the good old days of Jared Zabrinsky and whoever else was on that incredible team, like Ian something, the running back that proposed to his cheerleader girlfriend after that. Like, ever since then, there have been a lot of these games where, like, oh, someone else gets a 3-0 lead, and then it's 40-3. Like, it
no, but that also
be...
happens with the good teams. We just watched an SEC title game. It was Georgia and Alabama, right?
Uh-huh.
And was it competitive?
It wasn't.
No, so it can happen with Alabama.
So that's why Alabama shouldn't also be in the college playoff, because they're not
that good. That can happen with Notre Dame. That can happen with any of these teams that are out there. They can lay an egg on any given day, and I get it. I don't want college football to just be the SEC and everybody else, or the SEC, the Big Ten, and everybody else. Although they've talked about that, right? Somebody from Fox was proposing like a 25-team super conference, and that's Division I college football, and everything else is in like a separate division. They don't even pretend they're on the same playing field.
I think realignment over college football is so broken with the portal, with coaches jumping. Like I had said it to you in studio last week, this would Lane Kiffin leaving the way he did would be akin to Mike Vrabel on the bye week finding out that, let's say Dallas offered him 10 years, $25 million a season, and he just said, oh, you know what? I'm going to go to Dallas now and be the coach over there, and you guys can figure out what to do with your playoff run. See ya. Like, it's so messed up. And then all these – the Big Ten has 18 teams. The ACC has teams from California. That's not on the Atlantic coast. It's so messed up. They should realign all the conferences if they're going to have these college football playoffs, and traditions be damned. Burn down your Jedi temples, kill the past, and just come set – like, charter a new course for college football's big, bright – very expensive NIL history.
Oh, they've already burned everything down. In the last few years with conferences and realignment, they've already burned everything down. There is very little. And Notre Dame is taking another blowtorch to the Correct. Bowl system. So they're going to burn down the bowl system, which I hate. Maybe I'm different, but when – I don't even know if ESPN does it anymore, but there was like a certain date in December, basically, there was an ESPN bowl game every night. You could watch like the 14th, the 15th, and obviously the first few bowls were not – the greatest of bowls. Like, you'd get a six-win team versus a six-win team or whatever. But I'll watch those. I'll watch that lower-level college football building toward New Year's Day, building toward a college football playoff. Now the college football playoff goes through January 19th. Like, what?
It's too long.
It's almost like everything is just too long. But it's what they've done, and it's all about the money, and I get it. But I still want to just get back and put a bow on this. I still want them to have some of the opportunities for the underdogs, for the James Madison, the Tulane, these teams, like some of these Florida teams over the years that pop into the back end of the top 25. And you're like, I'd like to see what would happen if they played Alabama or Ohio State. Well, we're going to find out what happens when James Madison plays Oregon.
I'd like to see what happens when this chipmunk fights this badger.
Yeah, every once in a while, the chipmunk might win. The rest of the time, yes, there's going to be a bloody chipmunk left on the ground. It's going to be a pulp, and it's going to be ugly, but I'm here for it. I'll watch it. College football playoff, no. I know no one around here is in it. BC, not in it. But Billy O, turning things around. I have confidence. Maybe he'll be in it soon, or maybe not. We'll see. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, my Boston Celtics, my guy Jaylen Brown, they're cruising. They're moving on up. In the Eastern Conference, remember when they were outside the top eight, then they were in the top eight, six, five. How close are they now? How high are they in the standings right now? We'll check in on what JB and the Celtics are doing next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about.
So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Next here on WEEI.
That's my guy, Drew Carter, NBC Sports Boston, talking up the Boston Celtics. And we got to talk about him here. It's Patriots Monday, but we're going to squeeze this in for a little bit here, Fitzy, because you know who has the best record in the last 10 games in the National Basketball Association?
Tulane.
I don't think they play in the NBA.
Well, they're green, and there is a green wave currently running through the Eastern Conference, and that would be your white-hot Boston Celtics and Jordan
Actually, it's
Walsh.
The Thunder, who are 10-0 and only have one loss all year. But the next in line would be the Boston Celtics at 8-2.
Ah, screw the Thunder.
23-1. That's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, honestly, like, are we looking at a potential, like, greatest record in NBA history? That's got to be a product of the quality of the rest of the league and not the fact that they're some super team.
You know what their average point differential is?
I'm going to go 18.
Just under that, 16.1.
Jeez.
Next closest is Houston at 10. Then you drop down to 8. It goes down precipitously from there. Like, the Celtics is 6. Celtics are doing nice. They are now 15-9. They've won 8 of their last 10. They, you know, outscore the opponent by average of 6.7 points per game. But if you look out west, it really puts it in perspective. But the Celtics, JB, my guy's rolling. Terp talked about this. This was a killer stretch, a season-defining stretch, I believe he called it, on the Jones and Keefe show. Mm-hmm. And if that's true, then they're defining themselves as what some of us optimistic folk thought they would be. And that's a top half of the conference, legitimate playoff team with a chance to maybe make some noise and maybe make you have a reason to wonder, hey, how's Jason Tatum doing? When's Jason Tatum coming back? What's this going to look like if you add Jason Tatum to a team that's already rolling? Because, I mean, Jaylen Brown, I know, you know, I'm sort of the boy who cried wolf. I say it so much, but if you're not on the Jaylen Brown bandwagon by now, then you're biased. You're just a hater. There's something weird going on.
Oh, you've absolutely got an agenda. If you're not all in favor of the incredible season this guy's having right now, like just the team at large, like Jaylen Brown is. So what is it? They're 15-9 and they have 3 bad losses. So they could easily be, all right, 18-6, but like, okay, they could be a little bit better still. They're playing such great basketball. And what is it? Bill Simmons tweeted out earlier, second in offensive rating, first in made threes. Jaylen is 6th in points a game, and you've got contributions from all these guys now, like Minot and Kata and Simons. Like,
MVP, MVP, MVP.
Is that a drop disc played?
Nope, that was just me chanting MVP. And I don't think it's ridiculous. Do I think he's going to win it? No, I don't think he's going to win it. My guess is the reigning MVP.
Are you out of your mind?
Thanks, Ted. My guess is the reigning MVP, whose team is 23-1, probably has a good chance to win the MVP award, SGA. But Jaylen Brown is answering guys like Ted that wondered what this season would look like, wondering how he could step up to the number one role. Would he turn the ball? He's been super efficient. If you watch his games, other than that first quarter, what was that, 2 or 3 games ago? He's not turning it over at a crazy rate. He's shooting very efficiently. He is, like, he's really playing tremendous basketball in an elevated role, and that's why they're winning. Like, everything is an offshoot of what he's doing. I know the big guy likes to say that Cade is the MVP, but...
Well, they did win by 10,000 the other night when he didn't play in Washington, but then again...
It was a
Washington
preseason game.
Yeah.
That was like, you know, Tulane versus James Madison. That was like a pre-playoff game. That was a ridiculous score because it was, I don't know if you followed that game. I didn't watch it closely, but I was following the score and it was like relatively competitive. And I was like, oh, you know, two teams that aren't playing anybody, JB sitting out. And then I was like, good Lord, what happened? When did it turn into a 45-point win for the Celtics? But this team, they're learning on the fly. And whether it's for this year,
And whatever they're going to do in the spring, I don't know what they're going to do in the spring, where they're going to be seated, whether Tatum will be back. I feel like they are laying the foundation to be a better basketball team when Jason Tatum returns, and what some of these guys have been asked to do now and how they'll be able to contribute moving forward in whatever Brad Stevens turns this roster into in the next iteration. That's the word I've heard a lot. The next iteration of the Celtics with Jason Tatum. I think there's some good stuff being done right now.
There's some great stuff being done right now. I do have to ask this logical follow-up, though. Does this in any way, shape, or form change how you feel about Joe Mazzulla?
Yeah, it has to. How can I know? I have to be consistent. If I thought two people were in the spotlight this year, Jaylen Brown and Joe Mazzulla.
You would be correct on both accounts.
Jaylen Brown has been great. Jaylen Brown is playing the best basketball of his career. Jaylen Brown is playing at an MVP level, an all-NBA level. Joe Mazzulla had his hiccups early in the year. I didn't think he was doing a great coaching job, but I think he kind of felt it out, right? Like we were talking about Rocky earlier. Some of those boxing matches you watch, and you know, like the first few rounds, like nothing happens. They're just kind of jabbing, feeling each other out, getting a feel for each other.
Letting the fight come to them. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like Joe Mazzulla was doing that. They were jabbing a little bit, getting a feel for his team and how they were going to play and the roles and all that. And now they're kind of hitting their stride, and they've hit their stride at an important time. If they had not been playing good basketball, they'd be in a serious hole. They would have dug a hole that they might not have been able to get out of.
Yeah, which two guys should this have been more on than your max contract veteran who has always wanted the opportunity to prove that he's an alpha and he can be a top dog on the team and in the league? So Jaylen Brown got that opportunity. Look at him. He's finally making the most of it. Joe Mazzulla, people have been questioning, oh, he lucked into all this team. The talent took them to the title. Oh, look what Mazzulla was able to not do last year, pull them out of a tailspin and lose to the Knicks. Well, looks like Joe Mazzulla actually is figuring out his rotation, figuring out how to adapt on the fly with this team until Tatum comes back, and figuring out to get the most of his team that lost almost an entire starting lineup last year due to free agency and injury.
So the text line chimes in, as they so often do, with some mixed opinions. The 774, he definitely won me over. Thanks, Andy. And then the 781 says, Hart, please remove your head from Brown's buttocks and come up for air. So there's probably some truth and some fairness to both of those texts. 617-779-7937 if you want to join in on the phone line or the text line. Coming up next, we're going back to football. Big weekend in the NFL, big weekend in the AFC. How do you feel about your Patriots and how they measure up to the conference, to the Super Bowl contenders? Is it just a mediocre year? And is the eventual AFC champion going to be looked at with a squeezing of the nose, a holding of the nose, because the conference may have a playoff field that doesn't include Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow,
Boo-hoo.
Lamar Jackson? We'll talk about that next here, 617-779-7937. Remember, 4:30, it's the quarterback segment. We should talk to Drake May, and we'll definitely have a QB under the tree giveaway. That's all up next here on WEEI.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.